You are now entering the administrator conference.
There are two other participants in the conference.
All right.
Oh, wow.
So
like no way.
That's working, and everything else seems to be working, so I think we're good. So far, so good anyway. Watch the stream crash, like, right now. If we are streaming, which, like, everything looks like it's going okay. Sounds like it looks like. That makes no sense whatsoever, but whatever. Welcome to Freak Factor. Smell? No, I'm not really smelling anything. Not over the phone. If we can invent that, we would be pretty lead.
Shame on you for not getting a Ghostbusters reference.
And you know what? Yeah, whatever. Okay, I don't watch television. I'm not a TV addict like the rest of you.
It's a movie.
I don't even know. Whatever. I don't even know what episode to call this. I don't even know because we screwed up last week. And when I say we, I mean Black Ratchet.
Be quiet.
All right, fine. I screwed it up last week. Well, actually, I didn't exactly screw it up last week. So, you know what? We're just going to call this episode 7, I think, which should have been last week. We're just going to keep right on going with the numbering because I don't care, frankly. It still amazes me that this is a show that was supposed to be live and not recorded, and nobody would want to listen to recordings of this crap anyway. And yet people want to listen to it and want podcasting and all this other kind of stuff. So, you know, hey, we give the people what they want. We're going to do what we can, even though, anyway. So, this is going to be episode 7 of Freak Factor. I am Stank Dog, but I'm going to be hanging up in a minute, and it frankly doesn't matter anyway because this show is performed by the masses, the show that is anybody can join in and participate in. Go to freakfactor.net, freakphacter. Yes, I know most of our listeners already know this anyway, but for those new listeners, go there, freakfactor.net, and you can register and hop online and be a part of the show. We stream live. It is Saturday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Black Ratchet. Yeah, Black Ratchet, of course, if you didn't recognize the voice, is on the phone with me right now, and I just want to explain what happened with the show last week, and pretty much that's it. I'll make it only a couple minutes, and then we'll join everybody in, and then I've got to hang up and go. What's that?
We should call the internet.
And when I'm not making calls in here. I get yelled at when I do, so I'll let other people do that. But anyway, so last week's show, I tried to get up and running. However, last week was our local DEF CON meeting, DEF CON DC 305 at Hack City, and I did not get back from that. I was coming back around 11:45-ish or somewhere thereabouts. I knew I was not going to get back. Excuse me, 10:45-ish. I knew I was not going to get back in time to 11 to start the show. And Not Theory also was out and about, nowhere near a computer. So I was rushing home and knew I wasn't going to make it. So basically, when I left our meeting, I went around and did a little war driving. And war driving, damn it, the time you actually need a connection and you can't find one. That's the nature of war driving, I guess, the Murphy's Law. I was going through a semi, industrial area. So there was only a couple, so I was only getting a couple of hits, and I was right in front of them because I couldn't get back into the, there were a lot of gated parking lots and building areas and stuff, so I was like out on the fringe of the signal, so I was able to get connected, and then it would drop, you know, I was like, it was right on the fringe, it kept flickering on and off, basically, and that actually is what the problem was. I was able, it was kind of funny that I'm here war driving to start the show, that would have been pretty lead if I could pull that off, but apparently I suck, so I was able to get all the stuff, and I was able to get connected and start streaming the thing, and then it would, like, lose connection in the middle of connecting the stream. So, like, the signal would go, but then it wouldn't get a confirmation or response. It wouldn't authenticate, and then I'd have to wait for the signal to connect and then try to reload it and connect again. And basically, I think, and people who listened to the stream last week, it started to stream, and I think it did stream, but it was a bunch of screeching and sounded like toning and different stuff like that, and basically what happened is all those attempts to try to connect it started stacking on top of each other, so I was basically connecting the stream to itself over and over and over again, I think is basically what ended up happening, and I guess the easy way to think of it is a lot of feedback. It was generating feedback to itself, So it was opening up multiple channels on itself. So it kind of screwed the whole thing up. When I did get home, I tried to kick all the streams and start over again, but unfortunately the damage was done. The whole server needed to be restarted, and that's it. So there was no freak factor last week, and this week hopefully everything will go smoothly. So far so good, I think. Let me jump and make sure. I'm going to bring up the page here. Yeah, we look like we have users online, so it looks like it's going to work fine this week. So that's really it. Again, reality show. Sometimes we're going to screw up. Sometimes the show is going to suck. Sometimes the show is going to be great. Sometimes it's going to be who knows what it's going to be.
Has
different every time. So last week we had a mulligan. Last week we're just taking a mulligan on that one, and we're going to continue this week, Freak Factor Episode 7. And I'm done. You got anything?
I like cheese.
Well, who doesn't like cheese? I like cheese myself.
My cat's breath smells like cat food.
All right, Ralph. Good for you. I guess that's it. Let's bridge it. Oh, no, I'm sorry. There's one other quick thing I want to mention. I've gotten in that people are recording phone calls and stuff through the Bell's Mind PBX. It's no different than anything else, the Internet, any of that kind of stuff. You know that technically somebody could be logging, recording, et cetera, et cetera. You call into any PBX, not only Bell's Mind, but any PBX. You don't know if the person on the other end has got a recorder, is got a tape recorder, or is recording it into their computer, microphone, et cetera, et cetera. So just keep that in mind, the potential of anybody out there recording the calls. So if you're concerned about that, you might want to ask. Not that they're going to give you an honest answer or anything, but in general, you might want to be a little bit careful.
Do we record Freak Factor?
We record Freak Factor, and we disclaim that. We tell that up front. Freak Factor is the one that you know we will be recording, but nothing else gets recorded by us on Bell's Mind. Nothing. Only Freak Factor gets recorded. It's a privacy violation otherwise, you know? We tell people up front that Freak Factor is streamed over the Internet, and we know that it's recorded because it's the nature of it, but nothing else by us. But again, anybody could come on there, and I guess somebody mentioned to me, and I'm going to look into it and see who and what and what's going on. But just keep in mind, not only for Freak Factor, but for anything on here, just, you know, be careful. Don't say anything stupid and don't do anything stupid because you never know who's recording what. So I don't think it's
always
like anything dangerous. Yeah, I don't think there's anything dangerous going on, but some people, are recording it thinking they're being funny or clever or entertaining or whatever, and anything like that is not authorized by us. So that's our disclaimer. So be careful what you might say. And, yeah, always assume that, you know, somebody might be recording it and trust whoever you're talking or hanging out in the conference with. All right, so that's it. So, I've got to go. Black Ratchet, are you going to be around tonight? Are you going to be talking on the show, or what's up?
I'll be around. I usually don't talk. I usually become I refer to myself as a cat herder. So anything beyond that, I try to stay away from. But I should usually be here. I usually drop off at certain times. But if someone shouts, I will be listening.
All right. Well, also tonight, I don't think we're going to have – I don't have any way of setting up moderation or anything like that. So hopefully you can herd the cats as far as that goes, help make some calls. Hopefully people will be able to do their own three ways tonight. We do not have muting and everything set up. We don't have the administration stuff handy this week, so it's going to be a pretty much free-for-all. So good luck. Well, the mute will work for you, but we cannot assign moderators like we did, 2 weeks ago. So we can't give the moderators power to mute. Right. Okay. All right, so that's it for me. Let's see here. Where is... okay, I'm going to bridge the conferences over and make sure it works. And they're... Okay, somebody has their finger somewhere.
Okay.
So, all right, guys, the show is all yours, and I guess, good times. That was fun.
Yeah. Hey, Stank.
Fun.
Did you guys see
that
forum message I posted, or what? That
forum message, what, where, when?
Last notice, like 2 hours ago, like really short notice message. You guys didn't see that, I guess.
I'm on the forums right now. I just got home, and I've got a lot of stuff to catch up and work on, so no, I haven't seen anything.
All right, it's Lunar, so just look for the message by me. It's the only one left by me, so.
Oh, it's
Lunar. Yeah, there's no administrators tonight. There's no hosts tonight. We don't have the we don't have the moderation and stuff set up.
Yeah.
Thank you. What?
No, I just it wasn't perfected yet. Let's just say that.
Oh.
And
okay. Well.
Just out of curiosity, are we staying in the same hotel? Is everyone in the same hotel pretty much? Or?
What the fuck?
That's
one person at a time. Who's talking?
I'm talking. You're talking, and
okay.
I am talking.
Who is you?
Lunar.
Okay, Lunar. What? Ask your question.
There is no Lunar in the conference on the admin.
Well, okay, it's Shawshank Redemption. I need that changed, or do I just get a new ID?
Black Ratchet, you take. That's. We'll put that on the to-do list. That's not something we can do easily right now.
Yeah, I know. But I was wondering, like, what are you guys? I heard you got a hotel room at the Fairfield or something. We were just wondering.
Oh,
me and
no.
A couple of people. Oh, you guys didn't?
No, we're far away from the Alexis Park. We're at a whole separate, undisclosed location far away from Alexis Park.
Oh, man, we got...
However, the Black Ratchet Mobile Command Center will be established at Alexis Park in Las Vegas.
Hope you guys didn't get screwed on the tickets, because, I mean, me and Zigman got a deal, so...
Yeah, no, we got a pretty good deal, and... We got a really good deal, actually. So, yeah, we're all taken care of, and we've got a lot of other plans and stuff that's going on through that whole thing as well. So, we're straight. We'll be up at DEF CON. We'll be hanging out late at the hotel, but then we'll just leave when we get tired, you know, whenever everything slows down. We might end up crashing on the floor somewhere, Black Ratchet, if we have to in case of an emergency. But
if you guys really need a place to stay, we've already got a room all set up, so...
All right, well, I appreciate it. We might take you up if a case of emergency or something like that, but for the most part, no, we'll probably hang around and just head back late after everything's over and go back and relax, so.
Yeah,
all right, guys,
really
have fun with the show, make some calls, do some freaking, and hell, tell some jokes. I don't care what you do. Just do whatever you want to do. I've got to go. I'll be back on in 2 hours to close it all up.
All right. See you later.
Take it easy,
Stank.
All right.
Later, all.
Okay,
Jeez,
so Stank's
gone. There's so few people here.
Stank's gone.
Yay.
Black Rats are still here? Oh,
yeah, I'm here. What?
Okay, I was just wondering. The lag on the live user thingy. I couldn't tell. Anyways, yeah, so.
That's so funny.
All right.
Oh, man.
Let's
okay,
what was?
Right.
Never mind.
Here's my question. Who's Click and who's Crack?
I'm Click.
You're Click?
Pretty new. Yeah.
You wouldn't happen to be related to a Click on Yahoo that hangs out in the game rooms, would you?
Nope. I'm Click
okay.
That hangs out in Binary Rev.
Okay, because... Yeah, there's this noob that's been saying that he's been owning Bin Rev on Game Room 2, and... that's one of my home rooms, and like I tell him I'm in BinRev a lot, and he says he owned them, so I don't know. Just making sure. Okay. Anyway,
nothing was owned though. So.
Who was owned? Or
nothing was owned.
I thought I said Lucky for a second there.
Yes,
anyway,
Lucky was owned.
We need to get Lucky in here. Someone needs to call him up and get him in here.
Yeah, Lucky.
I mean, other
I actually have Lucky's cell number.
Other than the one call, the Coast to Coast and the HSN, we got to find some other stuff to do. And, well, Lucky's the man.
I just threw a link into Freak Factor. So, that shows...
Ow. You want to be a little bit quieter? You kind of yawned in my ear, whatever that was.
That wasn't a yawn. That sounded like disgusting.
That was the same guy who was doing the shushing on episode 3. Black Ratchet!
Decisions.
Oh man.
What are we doing tonight?
We're
calling
TV the home shopping network.
Yeah, right now the item is a wrench of some kind. But check out.
TV. I'll go watch TVC and watch something beyond that.
I thought we're.
Can anyone on Linux? Can anyone on Linux see this QVC stream? I can't.
What?
Works pretty good for me.
Damn. Oh, shit. I just installed Plural Core 3. I don't have mPlayer installed.
Here, I'll stream it through my cell phone. You guys can all hear it.
We gotta keep an eye on QVC and HSN and find out.
I'm watching QVC right now.
Alright, I'll flip on HSN. If you see that there's some testimonials.
Electronics tonight, wow.
Yeah, it should be interesting.
Oh, I just thought of something.
But they'll let us know when it's time to call in for a testimonial.
Yeah. But nothing's on QVC yet. Nothing opens for there. I don't know.
It won't be for a while.
Oh, Pacific time is an hour.
I might be getting kicked in about 8 minutes.
Why?
Phone card.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't pay a phone bill.
I got like 8 of them just running up for the show. And then a little bit after on 666.
It's not like it takes that long to get them. Especially with that thing released that does it automatically.
Well, yeah, but I
you want the numbers? I have a whole list of them here.
Yeah, I've got like thousands.
Yeah, I've got a couple hundred of them here.
I couldn't figure out how to use it.
Hey, where's that script at? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, where's the script at?
Like, I still have it on my computer, but I just couldn't figure out how to use it.
I never even got it. It's like a sword on it. Yeah, a sword.
And plus the fact, you have to expand it using your mouse, you know, it's just like, why isn't it already completely expanded?
You don't like mice, or what's wrong with doing that?
Oh, that's so disgusting.
Oh, that's why it wouldn't work, okay. I didn't have
what?
I didn't have the correct internet site in it.
Oh, well, you want to tell me where I can get that from?
Oh, no, I got it in my favorites. I just got to copy and paste it. Well, no, I got to delete cookies first, and then I got to copy and paste it.
It's a weed claw.
We should check what topic.
Not a sword.
Favorites. Go there. There we go. Copy.
Oh, I wonder if the TwitCast is up.
The what?
The This Week in Tech podcast.
Oh.
Nope. So what do I do? I just enter the email or the website and hit start collecting, or how does this work?
Sure, you put your proxy, though.
You just click, start collecting.
Hey, can you post that in IRC?
Do I use a proxy?
You don't need to. I don't, but you can.
So, I mean, I hit start collecting, and it just says downloading page and just sits there.
Yeah,
oh, wait.
Just leave it for a few seconds, then it'll start.
Okay.
Where can I get this from?
You post an IRC.
Now it's working. It wouldn't work before.
No, okay.
Anyways. Yeah, now it's working.
What are we going to do?
Can you please post that on IRC? I really want to get some of those.
How many should I do? Like, will they start tracking me if I...
No, they don't. I've got thousands.
Okay.
Where can I get this program from?
I'll send it to someone. Hang on. Let me get it.
Yeah.
Check out the darn forums. Yikes.
I'm dumb, okay? You gotta explain stuff to me.
Nobody said it was on
no
the forums,
shit.
Too. I'll check on the forums now.
Should we pretend to be PS3 beta testers?
I think we already tried that. We didn't get it.
We tried Xbox 360. Did we try?
I already did that twice, dude.
We did? Oh, I've
done it twice.
Seen the last two. Oh, I didn't know.
No, I did the first one, and then I have the second one on my computer because it wasn't on Freak Factor, but I think we got someone fired. Let me put it that way.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant PS3.
Is that last night you got someone fired with the Michelle person?
Yeah,
okay.
I remember that. I was on both times, but I meant PS3. We tried the Xbox 360. Perhaps PS3 is different.
Let's call PlayStation then.
Yeah, let's do it. Here, let me get a number.
But hang on 1 second. Let me send out folders to everyone real quick. So.
All right.
I'm in sync with what I'm doing with PSP.
Coffee.
Okay, who wants it?
What?
Who wants it?
I do. Living Dead.
Okay. Private message.
Contact.
Oh, no. Fuck that. Send file.
All right, here. I've got a number for their corporate office or corporate offices.
Okay, how do I send a file to you?
What's the number?
You use DCC.
Fuck, I have to get on IRC. Hang on a second.
You can, I can turn my Linux box, you just use my FTP.
Everyone should be on IRC.
Well, I am on IRC, but I'm using it with Emule. It's bundled into the program. And I can't send a direct file to them. It's got to be on the shared files list, which is really gay.
So share it. Everyone should have it. Everyone should enjoy the two glory of free Folgers cards.
All right. Let me see if I can just throw it in the room. I don't know if I can do that or not.
How much is going to get abused if you do?
Well, they're doing a testimonial on right now on QVC.
Oh, are they? What's the problem?
Yeah. A weed claw. All
right, man. Are you ready?
I'll do it.
All right, man. I'm going to bring it in. Just a sec.
Okay, I'll mute myself in just a second.
Wait a minute. What's the phone number?
There's 2 minutes left. Don't bother. There's 2 minutes left. Don't bother. They won't take it anymore. There are 2 minutes left. Don't bother.
They'll take stuff to the end.
Your
they want
number,
to sell
please?
You stuff. They...
Hello?
What is your item number, please?
V22727.
The weed and claw bulb drill attachment tool, how many would you like?
Oh, I just wanted to say I really enjoyed it. It's really helped me out weeding my garden. And I was wondering if you could give a testimonial for it.
Unfortunately, they're not taking testimonial calls at this time. Is there anything else I can help you with?
But that was just wanted to say I wish I enjoyed the product.
Okay, but unfortunately, they're not taking testimonial calls.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, all right, fuck that.
What was that?
I don't know. That was like...
It's the same thing that happened the last couple times we tried QVC, but
yeah.
The percent is a lot better.
What? Oh, okay. Try the Sony thing, PS3.
What?
Someone try the Sony PS3 thing.
What's the number for Sony PS3?
Are you in IRC?
Yeah, man.
Are you sure there's even beta testers for it? Like, you can just I'm a beta tester?
Yeah, just say that. And see if you can get to their beta testing line.
You want to do it, Living Dead?
No,
I'll do it.
Yeah. All right, here. All right. Is anyone in IRC?
I think I've already got the number. It came from Winwalker.
You're sure they've already started testing them out, though?
That's me. Yeah, they have.
Okay, right on. Let's see.
Okay, all right. Call it.
Do you want the number?
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to be IVR when we call it, so as soon as the music stops, just listen, okay?
Okay.
Cool.
Ground control to Major Tom.
What?
Take your...
The Sony Computer Entertainment America Consumer Services Support Line. Our normal business hours are Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 7 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. For immediate access to consumer support information, please visit our website at www.us.playstation.com. You may also press zero now to listen to automated self-service options, including information
Hang
on
up.
Troubleshooting for PlayStation
yeah,
products.
Right.
A little too early, guys. Yeah, or late.
Well, I know. I was changing phone cards.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you, Norton Antivirus. Suck a big cock.
What's the topic on Coast to Coast tonight?
Oh, okay. I finally get this.
What's the download and OCR do?
Anyone know how to turn off the internet worm protection on Norton Antivirus?
I'm not sure I want to know why you want to do that, but okay.
I can't send them the file, the Folgers thing.
It's all
just one of the standard options and preferences, isn't it?
Pwned.
Yay, send me cards.
There we go.
I'll have to go in a minute. I'm not sure.
No. Turn it off permanently, because I don't want this shit on here. Half the stuff I send is supposed Trojans and internet worms in it, but it's all bullshit. Well, no, the Folger thing is an internet worm, because it goes on the websites and steals all the shit. So technically it is a worm.
Yep.
I didn't even find
okay.
the script. I mean,
did you get the file, Living End? Living. Is it here?
Pwned by the Folgers. Ho ho ho.
He said yay and then he disappeared.
Yeah, it says he's still in here. Crack. Crack.
Alright, I'm back.
There we go. Okay. Alright, did you get the file?
Oh, I downloaded it off the forums.
Oh, wait. Anyone else need it?
Nope.
Alright.
Yeah, if you could send it to me, Spork, that'd be kick ass.
Alright. And 3, 2, 1. There you go.
How do I save these, though, once they've been gotten.
What you need to do, though, with the script, you need to go to the website and enter the new web address.
I did.
Okay. I mean, on the scripting, like how it says the internet address on there, that one's the old one.
Oh, yeah, I did that. I changed
okay.
it.
Oh, all right now. HSN has a Batman watch.
Yeah, they've been doing that for the whole week. Batman watches.
If they've been doing it for a week, they might be taking testimonial.
Yeah, this is Batman watch.
I'm not
watch
sure if they're
so
going to take a testimonial
cool.
on a Batman watch.
This bat watch saved my life.
Brought my inner Batman out of me.
A guy tried to steal my wallet. I pulled it out and it saved me. Thank you.
It had at least the Bat Fury on it.
Oh, shit.
Now that I'm fighting crime at night in my Batman Halloween costume, I feel more stealth.
Oh, boy. Not, you know, I just thought about something. The reason why my heart might be hurting
yep.
is not to mention the fact that I went to get the pizza, but I had my cigarettes with me, smoked
What's
cigarettes
that?
Along the way, rode my bike to the pizza store to get the pizza. That's probably why. It's not the pizza. It's the cigarette.
Oh, you can't blame it on tobacco.
That and listening to drum and bass on the way. That's probably what did it. Did you get the file, Spork?
Well, I thought it was only quite on bass, so like,
I'm having a firewall issue, so I don't have
to
on
the collapse into
whoa,
the lungs.
Whoa, hold up.
Three
right,
people
say again.
One.
Say again, Spork.
I'm having firewall issues, just cancel it. I found it on the forums anyway. Thanks anyway.
Okay. And close IRC on that one. Dang, I wonder how many numbers I got. I think it'd tell you how many you have.
You have enough, let's just say that. How do you save them once you're done, though? Is it like copy and paste them from the
back
box there?
Are we going to call somewhere or what? Oh, yeah.
No, we're going to talk to
me. Let's try to call, the Coast to Coast.
All right.
And say we're all on a...
What are they doing now?
We want to wish Art Bell a birthday on the radio or something.
But that's last night.
Yesterday.
Huh?
His birthday was yesterday. We tried it last night. Check what the topic is if you want to call it.
We'll
I've
just say
the number for the first-time caller and the number for approved callers, so...
Isn't the website coasttocoast.com or something?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
.org, probably. Hang on.
I'm going to go sell these calling cards at school, I think. Probably make some money off of them.
CoastToCoastAM.com.
All right.
Ow.
Where does it say what the topic is?
I don't know. Oh, shoot. Is it on tonight? Oh, it's a rebroadcast.
Oh, shit.
Pity. Of Open Lines with Art Bell from 2605.
This isn't even on right now?
No, it's not. Well, that's
oh,
fun.
Oh, yep.
We can do a love line.
Oh, no, I don't think we should go there.
Didn't we try Loveline last time and it was just a reorder?
Yeah, but tonight it's a rerun and it's still time because it's... that's the last left of it on the live.
You got like 20 minutes to get on there. I doubt we'll go.
We have an hour. Yeah, we have like half an hour.
Loveline? 1-800-191.
Let's try some serious SEing, dude. Adam and Andrew's online dating site. Oh my god.
We've never done any serious SEing on this.
Well, what do you want to do?
I'm trying to think. Something that isn't harmful, but it's just, I don't know, a little more complex than what's been going on this. 'Cause like,
yeah, it's actually it's not on tonight either.
Hmm.
Sunday to Thursday evenings from 10 p.m. to 12. Tonight and tomorrow is just reruns.
Oh, yeah, I guess they have something to do on everything.
Yeah, give us a number and we'll do it.
Could we try to get an FTP password to some site by pretending we work there or something?
Oh, that's a sweet idea.
But it's a website.
Yeah.
Let's go to File Planet.
Yeah, let's try File Planet.
Oh, no. Dude. Let's call the internet. Let's see if that website, if they're online right now.
What, theinternet.com or something?
Why?
Call the internet.
Where did he call them?
You guys don't remember that episode? Call the internet?
Yeah, it's been done like a lot of times though. Let's not do it.
Should we see if we can get a free book from O'Reilly somehow?
Yeah. But what are we going to send it to?
Shit. It's offline.
Like the book wasn't cut properly?
Hey, you know what? We can
that's a good idea.
I've
should we do
books
it?
That weren't cut properly.
But where are you send it to?
Some random address. Like
I'll be right back
with
another phone call.
Send it to your neighbor. Send it to your neighbor or something.
Okay, can someone call this number real quick?
Okay.
202, or you know what? I'll just post an IRC. You know what? I can't. Hang on one second.
I say we call O'Reilly and see if we can get a free book. That'd be pretty funny.
Who?
O'Reilly, you know the book, the computer book company?
Does anybody ever jot down notes what they want to do on the next free stack here?
I did once, and none of them actually were used.
Well, I would, but considering the fact I usually work on Saturdays from like 5 till close, which can be 2 a.m., I wasn't really thinking about it. Plus the fact I've been typing up a list of all my video games for about 2 weeks now, considering the fact I get bored and I do something else. And I'm trying to sell all my video games, so I've been working on that today. I was a collector, and now I'm just trying to get rid of them all so I can go to DEF CON.
DEF CON is like, how it's like pretty cheap. It's like $80.
Plus the hotel, though. The plane ticket.
Airplane ticket.
Oh, that's true. Just sleep on the ground or something.
The airplane ticket's not the problem. It's the fact that we bought an airplane and hotel, and it's $4.79 a pop, and Zygman already paid for them, so I kind of want to get the money fast.
$4.79 a pop?
Yeah, but hey, we're at the Fairfield. It's right next to the Alexis Park, pretty much.
All right, let me try something.
There's another hotel that's closer, but we didn't know about it, but it's like, we're only 3 miles away, so it's 10 or 12 minute walk. Not that bad.
You could have got a ticket on Greyhound and got there way cheaper.
Well,
yeah, I can drive there in about 4 or 5 hours. So.
I actually talked to Zygman about that, but he was like, man, but yeah, you have to transfer to all these places. And I mean, we could drive the Corvette, but it'll take too long.
But just think, they have payphones in bus stations.
I know. I know.
Oh, we should try to see if we can.
Bob, where
do you, how do you find out?
Here's what you got to think about. Here's what you got to think about. I forgot. Oh, yeah. Stealing bath towels, stealing robes, stealing anything you can take. And I found this website online where people actually take pictures off the walls and do art behind the picture, and then they put the picture back on the wall.
We should try to social engineer someone at Fox News into giving us O'Reilly's cell number.
That'll never happen.
It will. Come on, man. They're idiots.
I know Fox is a bunch of idiots.
Well, I have connections to Fox News, but they don't have the number.
Should we try it?
He doesn't have it.
You know what we could do? We could go into BinRev. You go into BinRev and look at that list of celebrity names.
Where is that?
Go to phone numbers. It's like go to View New Post and go to within the week or something. Should see a list or a post that says phone numbers.
Where? Okay, where is this View New? Oh, here it is. Oh, thanks. Let's see.
I think it's on page. I think it's on page 2 or 3.
Of what? Oh, of, okay. Of the number list thing?
Of the, yeah, there it should say, like, phone calls or phone numbers or something. And
is that
like,
in the sticky thread in Old School Freak?
No, it's on BinRev Forums.
In what topic?
Yeah, but where in BinRev Forums?
Is that Paris Hilton's thing?
Just go to New Post, View New Post.
In the last day?
No, in the last week.
And where is it?
Describe.
Oh, it said it won't work because of, oh, never mind. I've got to wait 20 seconds.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself.
Is this Lunar?
Yes.
It's a pleasure talking again, Lunar.
Who is this again?
Wind Waker.
Oh. What's up?
Windbreaker?
Wind Waker.
Oh.
Why don't we just get a roll call?
Oh, I see Majestic is in here. I didn't know he was in here already.
All right, let's see. What was that thing called? What was the thread called or something?
Hang on one second.
I got to the 20 post thing.
This week?
This week.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, look for one that says phone calls, and it should be like 6 or 7 pages long.
Phone calls?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, this is phone
bones. What's it called?
Phone calls.
Phone calls?
Mm-hmm. God. Man. Why? I don't know what flood control does. I honestly don't know, but why?
Because
why?
They're lame.
Because
they
why does Stank do that?
No, because the database can't handle it.
Because he claims he needs
very
bandwidth.
Very inefficient
database.
Okay.
Oh, well,
they're searching
for
something that
isn't a
primary key.
Tuckle Bob says it's called thumb numbers.
Phone numbers?
What's his phone number?
Thumb numbers.
Link it to us. Just paste a link into it in the room or something. God, I can't find it. Phone poem?
Oh. Is it 20 seconds like 1, 2, 3, 4, or is it 20 seconds 1, 1,000, 2, 1,000?
I'd assume 1, 2, 3, 4. I think it's pretty accurate.
If you know, 20 seconds, like, you know, 26 on the clock. Like, you know, the normal
unit. All right, Bob posted it in the forums. Go look at it.
Thank you. Thank you, Telco Bob. All right, here we go.
All right,
oh, it's just that thread? It's just that thread? Was there any specific post I'm looking for?
Oh, you know,
yeah, like
really nice
Avid or something posted, like, 50 or 60 celeb numbers. I think O'Reilly is
that
on there.
That post is from 2 years ago.
What page? Guys, what page did he post this?
2 years ago? Dude, that was... Someone replied to it like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Or a week
did they
ago,
quote
so
it?
Decoder posted that in 2003. It's 2005 now.
Oh,
good
God.
Point.
Why are people still replying to old posts? Well, you never know. It could be, you know...
Because
it can.
Oh, no, not the flood control message again.
Because it can. Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
All of these numbers here, pretty much, are from 2004. There's a couple here that are from this year, but
here's what you
the think majority.
About. Here's what you got to think about. They might have been posted in 2004 or something, you know, right? But some of them might still work. We need something.
That's true, but they're still, I don't know. We'll try, okay?
Yeah, hang on. 7. Three calling cards should be close. Number 8. Some numbers. I think that's the one. Yep, this is it. God. Who is Twirls? Is that a guy or a chick? Anyone know?
I don't know, but the image is...
I cannot find that O'Reilly number.
I'm going to find the... I'm on the actual thread right now.
Me too, and I can't find it.
It's on, like, page 4.
It's on page 4?
It's on, like, pages 4.
The last page.
On the last page, there's no celebrity stuff.
It's on the last page?
If
I don't see it on the last page.
If it was posted 2 weeks ago, click on the link to the last page.
No. I mean, someone must have posted 2 weeks ago, but the thing is actually... it's in the thread. That's all I know.
2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Someone replied to it 2 weeks ago or something.
All right. Cool.
So I'm looking for the. Like I'm scrolling down really fast.
Celebrity or something. Jeez.
That's a good idea.
Well, this is gonna be the worst episode ever.
No, this wasn't the worst.
Who was?
Yeah. Exactly.
Do a search for the.
Hey, guys! I got an idea. I have your number.
You do?
Let's call the STD hotline.
The what?
The STD hotline.
Again?
Yeah, let's do it.
And let's just, let's see if we get someone, like if there's an old lady answers, we'll say, yeah, I have this and this and this and that. And then just out of the blue, someone should say, I have your number or something.
We're gonna repeat a password.
Does anyone have a recording of it?
Recording of Freak Factor?
It's the number in IRC.
Hang on one sec.
Welcome to Sprint Prepaid
Calling. I'm calling.
Press 1 for English.
Well, I'm
Marque
looking for the...
para español.
I'm looking for the celeb numbers.
Press 1 for English. Please enter your prepaid card number. You have 30
paste
minutes
number
available
in.
For
I need
this
to call.
Call. Please enter the area code and phone
what
number,
number
you wish to call.
The STD number?
Yeah.
I don't know the STD. I don't know it. That's why I'm looking for the audio file so I can find the number.
Why don't we do something original?
I don't know what this number is.
Okay, someone call Lucky.
Phone number entered is invalid. Please re-enter.
Dial something with a 72. You know what? Let's call the elevator.
Please hold while we connect your call.
Fucking retarded.
Sorry, you have entered an invalid phone number.
Oh, pwned. Sprint pwned you.
All right, I'll call the elevator on Baywalk if you want.
Yeah, that's
no,
the one
call
near
the...
me. Oh, wait, where are you at? Who said they'd call that one?
I will.
Oh, here we go. Celeb phone numbers.
Hang on.
You found the celeb phone numbers?
Who is I will? Who said I will?
Correct.
Hey, Folger, stop letting me get these. I got an error message.
Crack, where do you live?
In Ontario, Canada, man.
Let me do it, man. It's a local number for me.
All right.
I'll just three-way it and local it, unless you got a free long distance.
No, I got Folgers, but hey.
Do you got free three-way? Or does it charge you?
I can do as many. I can bring in as many lines as you want.
Okay.
Oh, hey, I found.
But if
you can go ahead and do it then. I mean, because
hell, celeb numbers
I can
are much
do,
more fun than an elevator.
Because it's a local call for me, but I don't. It's not a.
Are these really celebrity phone numbers?
All right, I'll bring in the elevator when you guys find a celebrity number. All right.
What
I found this celebrity
on?
Number.
I didn't know that O'Reilly was a celebrity.
It's on page three.
Okay, thanks. I'm looking.
Okay, let me see. It'd be cool if Al Franken's on here.
Nope.
Okay, here it is. Yeah, the Associated Press send out their whole list. So.
Yeah, but there's like no one good on it.
Yeah, I know, but you gotta look at it. You gotta.
Yeah, but think about how much.
One of them says George W. Bush.
I know.
Did you not see that one?
I did see that one. Do you really think that's real?
We are not calling.
That is not real.
Why aren't we calling George W. Bush?
Do it. Call it.
Don't.
Come on, we gotta call it now.
Call it.
Okay, what are the chances we're actually gonna be able to call George W. Bush? Nobody should be.
Very little, but
we'll see.
I'll let that be. Exactly. Someone call it.
George W. Bush. We're coming for you, Bush.
Who's calling it? If
George Bush's dad, like George Bush Jr.'s dad, answers the phone, I am going to be like muting my ass and laughing my ass off.
Come on, call it.
In fact, I'm not going to be only laughing my ass off. I'm going to be LMAO. RFOL.
Okay, thank you for that visual.
Yeah, I know.
Who's gonna call it?
Hang on 1 second. There should be better. Wait, did I just see a wall trip?
Just use Darryl the Folgers trip, thing.
Dude.
Just use Darryl, the Folgers thing, dude.
Darryl Waltrip. I wonder if Jeff Gordon's number's in here. Jeff Gordon.
Yeah.
That didn't.
Oh, my God, Jeff Gordon. Earnhardt.
Does it say the age of the post?
Yeah, it was a year ago. A year ago in January.
The unpopular.
Is anyone calling Bush or not?
You call Bush, man. I ain't calling Bush.
Yeah, we don't want to link to our. We don't want to link to us.
You're a minor, you call.
Exactly. Oh, man.
I can't call. Well, with these calling cards.
Oh, shit. Speaking of calling cards. Uh-oh.
Just use a calling card.
Uh-oh. Okay, so when it gives me all the numbers and says it can't download anymore, that means I just copy and paste them.
All right, I'm back.
Copy, paste, start again.
All right. Sweet fucking deal. No, I don't think I'll need to start again right now. I mean, the whole website should expire on the 30th of this month.
Oh, shit. You know what page?
The Folgers page expires on the 30th, I believe.
2006.
No, 2005. The phone cards expire on 2006 of April.
Oh, but the page starts working soon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what
so
I'll
just get
so.
A whole bunch of these still. So someone call Bush. Someone call Bush, seriously. That would be so awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, I told you, I'm not calling Bush.
Okay. A minor, or you know what? Someone needs to call Bush if they have a, if they can, if you can spoof your IP or spoof your caller ID,
if you can
call
drop
Bush.
It, call Bush.
Dude, just use Folgers.
That's only
activated. Hang on. Who has Lucky 225's number? Does anyone in here have it?
I have Lucky 225's number.
Call him up.
Okay, seriously?
We'll get his consulting on this.
All right, let me do it.
Bad idea.
Wait a minute, was that Living Dead who said he'd do it?
Who's going to do it? It's not. As long as you use Folgers, it's fine.
And you don't think they could find it if it does connect?
They can't. Folgers, yeah, dude, it's fine. No.
Are you sure about that?
Dang, where is White Sword?
No, I'm not calling it in, so someone else is doing it.
I ain't calling
they
it
in. They can't find
the
it.
Hell no.
They can't find it, dude.
Hang on. I'll listen. I will make a deal with y'all.
All right, wait, listen.
Even though I'm 18, almost 19 in July, I will call him if someone calls Lucky, and we'll see if he says it's...
All right, I'll call Lucky right now. I'm calling him.
It is not a good idea.
on desktop.
Why don't we just try to call the number from another phone just to see if it works?
Call from a payphone. Jesus Christ. But still, I would recommend...
Well, guys, here's the thing you got to remember. Sprint cards don't work on payphones.
Yeah, they do, you Optivert.
All right, wait up, I'm calling
I'm
Lucky.
Sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Goodbye.
Oh, it's off.
Wait, I think that's Lucky.
Hey.
No, guys, that's Lucky's voicemail. That's what it sounds like.
Hey, do you guys want to pwn Lucky's voicemail?
No, thank you.
Not
why not?
We could, I guess.
We could configure it for him.
You know, here's what you gotta be thinking, okay? Lucky, last time I talked to him, he says he's usually listening to the stream.
So let's
he
says
he's usually listening to the stream. So
well,
Lucky, if you're listening, Lucky, if you're listening, dude, we seriously need you in here. If you could get in here, or if you could get on AIM and PM me.
Yeah.
Please, because we need your consulting.
Why do we need
Yo, as long as you Optivert, it's fine, okay?
Then do it.
I can't. That's why Whitesword's not around. Okay.
Okay, I attempted to call it Lucky. Come on.
I know. Hang on. I'm trying to...
Let us know if it works or not.
I'm going to call. Hang on 1 second.
All right, he's going to call. Everyone shut up.
I'm putting everything I can down. Don't unmute, though, because, I mean, if it is right. him, I'll just be like, yeah, your pizza's ready or something, you know?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Hang on. I'll be back in a second. My phone card's dead. I'll be back.
Okay. Now we just got to wait for him.
Okay, now who was the person talking about Optivert and I couldn't find you?
Telco Bob?
They can find you if you Optivert.
They can trace you.
They'll probably
they can
find
trace
you,
yeah.
Faster.
But
get the A and I fail.
They can find you through Optiverting easy.
Yeah, but they're going to trace you immediately?
It's a secret service.
They don't need to trace you immediately.
Ex-president, yeah, they will.
How? No, they don't. I mean, do they log the calls or something?
Yeah.
Of course they log the calls.
The operators, dude, they log the alcohol. Oh, yeah, you're right. Never mind. Crap.
Wow. Think about what you're saying.
Dude,
yeah, I forgot that they log everything.
Dude,
not just on a local level.
Dude, even if you call through the cold just card, you're still dialing, like, an 800 number.
Yeah, but why are they going to want to find us?
Because we called George Bush.
Even if it's his dad.
You ever heard of the Patriot Act, kid?
Yes, I do. But we're not terrorists. Well, then again, everyone is. I
dude,
forgot this is America.
Dude, you should go read that document thoroughly again.
Yeah, I did, actually.
It's called Everything is Probable Cause Now. You jaywalk, probable cause.
Who is this?
This is Majestic.
This is who?
Majestic.
Oh, yeah, hey.
Out your ears.
What the hell wasn't probable cause before the Patriot Act? Anything is probable cause before Patriot Act.
It's, if you're
Patriot changed
bumper
nothing.
Blinking.
Patriot Act's a bunch of...
You guys sure have it rough in the States.
No, the
that
States
guy's
aren't
from
that bad.
Canada or something.
Yeah, of course he's from Canada.
Much rather live in the States and enjoy Canadian socialized healthcare.
That's true.
And then die.
Yeah, they're messing up the healthcare up here now. It's all going privatized soon.
Oh, thank God.
I know some really evil Canadians.
There's no evil Canadians. What are you talking about?
That's just what the evil Canadians told you.
Alright, fuck it. I'm going to call the elevator until we get someone to call George Bush.
Yeah, do it. That's awesome.
Alright, hold on. Last time I called the elevator, he some guy was washing the carpets, and I had like a 5-minute conversation with him.
What did you guys talk about?
We found out where, like, where the Baywalk is in St. Petersburg.
Interesting.
All right, enjoy some on-hold music until I connect.
I need to write my blog post of the day. Jeez.
I wish I had hold music.
Check ignition and may God's love be with you.
What the?
This is ground control to Mabiton. You really
This is the automated emergency telephone located at
Baywalk Building C.
1 to talk to the party. 2 to program. 3 for programming status. 4 for
data. What?
Let's program.
Hello?
Murray?
Hi.
Murray?
Hey.
What floor are you guys going to? Can you push floor 6 for me, please?
Did they pick up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Christ.
Hello.
Hello, elevator. We meet again.
But this time you're
on. What floor are we on? Can anyone tell us what floor we're on? Floor 7, my arch nemesis.
I got a call we can make.
All right, make it.
All right, here. We'll call up a hotel, and we will say that we are testing phone lines, and we need the numbers for the elevators.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Do it.
What makes you think they'll know?
Or better yet, dude, call a school and see if we get them to the public access system.
School closed. It's night number one. Number two,
I know
weekend.
Teachers are there. Oh, that's true. Weekend. Never mind.
Yeah, at 11 p.m.
Sometimes they are.
It's always fun to call the Bellagio.
To call where?
The Bellagio. There's
oh, yeah.
3 or 4 payphones all lined up in a row, shiny gold phones. Everyone always in.
I'm sure we can get phone numbers from the hotel, though, from the elevators. And we can call those up.
Are they even going to know what their elevator number is?
We'll get to their technical support or their IT people or something. Whoever would have
it. There's a war dial for it.
I don't even think the IT people will be there this late at night.
I'm sure they have someone on staff.
All right, I'm back.
Hey, call
Bush. All right,
Bush.
Call Bush.
No, I can't call Bush now. I'm not on a good phone to do that.
Oh.
Seriously, the phone died.
Oh, what a letdown.
I know. Okay, I'm fine.
You're blue-balling us. Come on.
Do it.
Let me see if I can press flash on this phone.
Don't do
yeah.
it, man.
Hang
do
on.
It.
Yes.
Come on, everybody's doing it.
Peer pressure.
We're not eating any more pizza. If you tear off the onions, I swear to God, I'll get you. What are you doing? I'm not vacuuming the floor again. Sorry. Hang on a second. My mom threw an onion on the ground at me. And it's a waste of onions. I tell you, it's a waste.
Eat it.
I say we take a stand and write laws against another act occurring. 5 ounces of potatoes died that day. We must renew the Patriot Act.
You need to stop acting like a noob.
All right, hang on.
Is that guy calling or what?
I'm calling, hang on.
Is he calling or what?
I'm calling, hang on.
Oh, right on.
All right, right on. Rock the planet, or rather hack the planet.
That's great.
Both.
Oh, this is like a little girl.
think he's calling.
I think he's retarded if he's calling.
Shut up.
No, I'm going to speak my mind.
Oh, that's true. I'd be retarded for speaking your mind.
That's okay. That's all Bell's mind has come to is prank calling. He's just fucking retarded.
Well, that is all it is. Because it's really hard to do complex social engineering when everyone's talking about what they want to do.
So how about the administrators of the conference right now, mute people, come up with a plan, and then carry out the plan?
Yeah,
okay. The show is for people. The show is run by people. The administrators are just here to herd cats and
so
break donors. No one has come up with a good idea for people to do, so we're just going to do it as always.
Swear to God, if I get charged twice for the same thing, I'm going to be pissed off. I probably am. I'm going to get charged twice. I'm going to owe my mom $2. I need the money. Hang on.
Well, are you calling or what?
I didn't call because I didn't have the Ben Rev site up and I didn't have the number up, so I have to redial. So hang on 1 second, please.
Does the URL carry the exact page for the list of numbers in it?
Yeah, I had the phone up, the page up, but I didn't have the page up at the time. I had already closed it. So I had
post
to
the page
bring
in IRC.
I already got it now.
Oh, right on.
Back to the... Okay. And...
Yeah, I'll just
I'll be back.
Look at Ben. Make a break call.
Crap.
Are you calling or what?
We could bridge in 666 and get someone from there to call.
Why the heck is anyone on 666?
Okay, I have to do it again. That means I'm going to charge $3. Okay, anyone in here have free three-way?
Nope.
Okay, I'll do it again. Hang on.
Three-way to where?
All right, Oreo's telling me he'll do it. Do you want me to bridge him in and get him to do it?
Why doesn't Oreo sign into the conference? Whoa.
Approved.
What a concept. What a concept.
Oreo has been approved.
Oh, right on.
Everyone has been approved.
All right. Oreo, get in here, man. You're approved. I just IM'd him. Yeah, he's on his way. And you know, you're going to give the kid the biggest smile in the world, too.
Here we go, guys. Here we go. Guys,
all
here
right,
we go.
All right.
I'm muting. Someone's going to talk. I'm muting.
Night, guys. Is he dialing? Is anything happening?
I don't think so.
He says that someone picked up. Whoever picked up, they're listening right now, and I can hear their stuff in the background.
And, well, they, well, yeah, they, yeah. Someone, whoever we just called, picked up, and they're listening. And
why don't we hang up on them?
I don't know how. I don't know how. And can someone please help me, because I need to know how to hang up on them. And I need to do
who called them?
Before.
Didn't you just dial a random number?
Flash. Just hit flash.
All right. Thanks a lot.
From.
Are you serious? No way. They did not pick up.
They picked up. You didn't hear the phone
No
call.
Way.
They picked up. I'm not freaking kidding around. I'm not paranoid. They picked up. I don't know if they picked up.
Who was it?
George Bush. I called that number.
Did you direct call?
What? No, I
did you direct?
Use a phone card.
Oh. Well, that'll take a whole 5 minutes to get by.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all good. It's all good.
Wow.
Prank caller.
What an eventful call.
Didn't expect to go to jail.
But why? It's not illegal to call someone. How is it illegal?
No, I'm just saying, like, it's being a joke. See on the news, prank caller called Bush. Anyways.
Awesome. I'll look out for it.
I didn't do anything wrong.
We should call the red phone.
You didn't do anything wrong. Dude, don't worry.
I'm calling Bush just to let him know that his pizza was ready. And he can come by and get
it. Can't find an elevator number in the school.
It's not like you're on tape anyway.
Right now. Would there be?
Whoa.
All I know
it's teacher's phone numbers.
All I know is, guys, I can't call another number because I've already three-wayed four times just to dial that one number.
What's it cost, 50 cents each time?
That is insane.
No,
ooh, I found some cool stuff here.
And I mean, I got a different plan.
Time,
yeah.
Shit.
So. Now, anyone that listens to this, after it gets stout and it's on Beltline, anyone that listens to this right now, doesn't matter if it's 2 a.m., 1 a.m., whatever, wherever you are, you all know now that Lunar is Uber Leet because he called George W. Bush.
Or at least that's who we think it was.
I support that.
Is he good enough not to talk? I just listened.
We should reverse look up the phone number.
Hey,
what's the number?
Here's what you got to think about, though. Okay? If it is him, I don't think he'd answer the phone. I think his Secret Service would.
Would you? I think he'd pick it up and say something.
No, he's going to get his
Hello.
Wife to pick up.
Hello, this is George W. Bush. Can I help you? Yeah. Yeah, it's the White House. Yeah. You suck, Bush. We're tracing the
Hello, this is George W. Bush. Are you Osama bin Laden?
No. Oh, how are you doing?
Okay, someone called PlayStation back.
All right, 1 second.
They're closed.
They're closed.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Huh.
I'm looking for elevator numbers right now.
It's
are you war dialing for them?
No, I'm looking on Google.
I'm on the phone. Oh, is this going to bother you? Okay, are you going to go to bed? Or are you just going to watch TV?
Oh, guys, you're going to love this. All right,
I'll stop.
Whoa.
Hey, guys, I'm going to get up.
Guys.
Cheers, have a good night.
That is George Bush's number.
How do you know?
Well, I went to reverse phone directory, and I looked up the number. I don't know for an exact fact that it's George W. Bush. It could have been given to someone else, but considering the fact it went to Dallas, Texas.
Oh, sweet.
Is it ranch, or what is it?
I think so. Oh boy, let me try the other ones real quick. Yeah, it's an unlisted.
Wait, I found an elevator in a Bell building.
It's an unlisted number.
Ow.
Unlisted number?
Who just did that Star Trek shit? That's gay. Damn. Oh, and I've got a phone number for anyone that wants to call it and like prank call them or something. Let's call it now. Who wants to call a number?
What is it?
Put it up in the air. Someone call that number.
What is it?
All I know is that they've been calling my house for the past week, and all they've been doing is hang-up calls. I think it's a telemarketer, but I don't know, because me and Strom, we try to call it back, and I use a phone card, and I got busy signals, a reorder. And he called it back, and he actually got through. He got a ring. And somebody picked up the wrong number and hung up. So all I know is they keep calling my house, and it hangs up real quick. So I just want to find out what these fuckers are doing, giving me hang-up calls every hours in the day. This is really gay. It's pissing me off like a bitch. And I'm going to have another slice of pizza. Last slice of pizza, I should say.
So, who's still on here?
I am. I'm not talking.
I am. Jesus.
So you're mute now?
Not really.
Wow, there's three people in here. Or no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people in here.
Crack's still here.
We should just all leave and, like, let the stream go silent.
Oh, yeah, that'll
it
be
great.
Yeah, that'd be
great.
Yeah, hey, listen up a second. I want to try something. Hey, can you tell me the number for Bush again? I want to try IP relay on it.
Okay, number is going to be there, posted.
All right, cool.
But, yeah, can someone call up that number real quick that has a direct line? Anyone have a direct line that they can make a phone number call or a phone call?
I just did a search for the number, and it comes up as Irvine, California.
I know. I know what it is. It's Paytech Communications. It's owned by them. But I called Paytech Communications. They said they can't tell me if it's what the company is, but they do know it's a business, and they said it could be telemarketing, but they're not sure because they can't tell me.
And is this thing I should opt to root for, or what should I do?
Huh?
Is this something I should opt to root for, or?
Say that again?
Is this kind of number something I should opt to root for?
Well, all I know is you can't use a phone card to call it. It's got to be a direct line.
And where is it located?
I think it's a telemarketing.
What's the area code, though? Like, is it in the United States?
Posted it.
Oh, it's California. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll call it.
It's in the lower side of Orange County, the lower half.
Hold up. I can't flash over, though, until someone picks up. So.
Okay.
1 second.
Cool. I hate telemarketers.
Because, I mean, it's not... Being a telemarketer doesn't really bother me, but the fact that you call the house like 7 or 8 times and just hang up, that fucking pisses me off.
They're just calling and hang up?
Hang on 1 sec. Someone's on the other line. It might be Bush. Hang on.
I got a busy signal.
They hung up.
I wonder if they take the hook off after business hours.
Huh?
I'll try again 1 second.
You guys hear that beep?
Oh, yeah, you're getting called.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's busy.
Do you guys hear a beep? Because I just pressed flash and I didn't have anyone on the line.
You're getting tapped, man.
Yeah, it's not me.
What happens when you try and call the number from a calling card?
Damn it. Hey, Bob, why aren't you in here, man? You need to get in here. I know you're listening. You need to get in here, dude. Come on.
Hey, you guys see the thing for the George Bush number? It's like some place called Posadas or something.
Yeah, so...
I don't think it's anything, really.
Think about it. They could be using code names.
Could be.
Ooh, I want a code name.
Thank you for calling the retarded ranch. How can I help you? Anyways.
That's just suck calling random numbers and being a radio station saying we're giving out prizes.
Let's find some. I know. Anyone still have the
stuff? People will drop their docs on the air.
Who has the Star Wars number? Because we can call up and say it's the Batman number now.
But no one's there, probably.
Dude, it's right next to the Chinese theater.
All right, I'll call it. Hold up. 1 second.
What the fuck? Livin?
He's gone, man. He's making the
I'm gonna call. I'm going to call it right now. Hold up.
Hang on. Livin. I think you need to look in the room and see what Bob said to you.
Oh, Yeah, that's good. You know, he's going to really be weirded out when we all start calling him that. Not telling him why.
The guy, Tweak, in the room, he just had a good idea. Call a company with a problem with a competitor.
Someone's using the payphone there. It's busy.
Like, call
What's
Microsoft.
That?
Someone's using the payphone there.
Guys, let's call Microsoft with a Linux question or something like that, you know? Like, we could call Xbox with a PS2 problem.
Yeah.
But not tell them it's a PS2 until halfway through the call.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
cool.
I kind of put peanut butter in my disc tray, and it won't close now. Can you help me here?
No. Some my black box didn't work, and I don't know what to do. Yep, and the controller, the black controller's working, the black box isn't working. Cords are in, but it's just, you know, sir, it's just not working. I need to know what to do to fix the black box.
No, let's call Microsoft and talk about
No, we'll
say
we kick on Xbox Live.
We can't find our drivers.
We want to play Halo, we only have a PS2, we can't get on.
Okay. So, you know what? Is someone doing show notes for the Freak Factor episodes? Because if not, I'll do them.
That'd be cool.
Someone needs
we don't really need show notes. I mean, it's really boring.
No, because, I mean, the first episode was pretty good. The third episode was good. The fourth episode was the best of all time so far. The fifth episode was so great. You know, but seven is just kind of...
What was the fourth?
That was the one where they had the STD hotline, I believe. Unless it was number five.
I think that was five.
I can't remember what four was.
I think the one where Liv and Dead got the cereal. That was pretty kick-ass.
Was the last one?
Yeah.
Last one was number six.
All right.
God, I sound like a freak or something. Like a star, I don't know. Oh yeah, that was the last one. Oh no, that was that. Oh no, that was that one. Seriously, I am frantically on my ass on my chair waiting for White Sword episode 19 to come out, and Hack TV 2, and I wait every week for Freak Factor to come around and Ben Rev to come.
See, I've never seen White Sword TV.
Oh man, you're for now.
I'll go check it out.
I gotta Google that.
Is there an 800 number for Microsoft?
I have a Microsoft number, but it's the one I got the CD key from.
And guys, by the way, Vape doesn't have 7 floors.
Where?
11 floors. Like 3 or 4, because it's like a mall.
Well, I'll try that Star Wars line again. 1 minute.
And if that doesn't work, I'm just going to go to payphoneproject.com, and we're going to check out. Or you know what? Hang on one sec. There's someone on the line, I think.
No, that's still busy.
We've been calling the Bellagio every night. We got to do that again.
I know what the beep is.
You
want to
do it? I got three-way.
Right. Okay, so let's think
about that.
That'd
be kick-ass.
Let's call all the...
Hold up, listen. The beep isn't me, but I guess someone that might be using a computer, that's their three-way. Or that's their second line beeping. So someone...
No, the beeping is his normal conference thing.
No,
he always says that.
I've never heard that.
I just posted a whole bunch of Bellagio Hotel payphone numbers. We should all each call a different one. Last time we did that...
Who has three-way?
I do.
Dude, no, let's call the Alexis Park.
Alexis
I know there's
Park.
Alexis Park numbers.
Yeah, do
we'll
they
just,
have... Do they
like
take
if someone
incoming
picks
calls,
up,
though?
If someone picks up, we'll just be like, the hackers are coming, the hackers are coming, we will phone you all, you know, or something like that.
So it's Alexis Park?
Yeah.
That's where DEF CON's going to be.
Payphoneproject.com.
So where's the Bellagio phone numbers?
I just posted them on Freak Factor. You'll see it.
I don't see them.
Scroll up.
Oh, shit, there's no numbers on there.
Scroll up?
You know what you should do? You should scroll up really far.
Oh,
there they are. I was up really high. Oh, yeah, it's right here.
Hey, scroll up a little further than that.
Yeah.
In fact, keep scrolling up and you'll see your name.
Where?
Just a little higher.
Damn it, what's the...
I'm pretty high.
Okay, see where it says Telco Bob?
No.
No? Okay.
Yeah, there you are. Don't IP relay it. And...
Hey guys, what is the Yapl website? It's yapl.net.
Oh, there.
Org. You see what Telco Bob said?
Yeah. Thanks very much.
You got your
not
nickname,
really.
Man.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, I'm short, but I'm not that short. So, yeah. How many people have three-way here? We'll call it Bellagio.
Okay, I only know two websites to get phone numbers, Payphone Project and Yapl. Is there any others that we can find payphone numbers?
Yapl's great.
But, what's the Bellagio to do with anything? I don't understand the whole, let's call Bellagio.
We've been calling it pretty much every night and pissing off the people there. And there's
usually why?
One guy, I don't know, something to do.
But how did you come up with the Bellagio Hotel?
The people are always in that lobby, like, all the time.
Oh, okay.
Come on, something to do.
All right, I'll call, the first one, you call the second one.
All right.
Someone else call third and fourth. We'll see if we can get them all ringing at the same time like we did last night.
Yeah, I got the third one.
All right, on.
Oh, that's why I can't find anything.
Who's calling right now?
What the fuck? I am on yet another payphone. And someone entered Salt Lake City, Nevada. Can you guys hear me? And the stars look very different today. For here. Hello, can y'all guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's phone one at the Bellagio.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Bellagio, tell
Bellagio?
Hi,
yes.
Bellagio.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you looking for somebody?
I'd like to make a reservation, please.
that's funny. You call a payphone.
No, this is the Bellagio.
Yes.
You answered the Bellagio.
Right.
You don't want to rent me a room?
Hello?
Hello?
Guys, I'm sorry. I didn't know that was the actual Bellagio. I thought everyone was...
Thank you for using Sprint.
Dude, what is with the music? Who keeps doing that shit?
Yeah, it's me. Crap.
That's the hold music from Asterix.
Okay.
Whoever uses it.
I couldn't figure it out. Okay. Here's the thing, though. I'm looking on the website, trying to find phone numbers at Yapl, and someone put in here, Salt Lake City Airport, Sky Westgate, Salt Lake City, Nevada, 801-5399. I would like to meet the person. Here, let's see. Catalog by Cessna.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it online. I'm going to say it right now. Cessna, if you're listening, you're an idiot. It's not Nevada. It's in Utah. And if it's a mistake, please fix it. Okay?
I don't think you can fix it after you post it.
Well, good job, you moron. Anyway.
Did you search for the Alexis Park numbers?
Well, I tried searching on the Payphone Project. I did not find any. I'm searching... what's it called? Yapl? Right now? So, I don't know how to search by name, so I'm just searching every page. Okay, that might be a bad idea, but... Or maybe not. I'm
yeah, why don't we just call people and say we're a radio station and win a prize? And get them ducks in the air.
Hey, it'll only take me like 5 more minutes for the letters of the state of NV. So... Oh, here we go. Here's... Palms Casino, Grand.
What state is Alexis Park in?
J.W. Marine. It's in Los Angeles. Something better. Peppermill International Airport, Venetian, Las Vegas Convention Center. Now I'm at all the, now it's going to be random with them.
Yeah, they better get some good numbers for Vegas, though, DEF CON. I'm
trying to find some Alexis Park, but you know what, that's
a Kmart locator. But Kmart got bought out, got sold, or got dead.
Hey, does anyone want to do us a favor and go watch Doug TV 1 scroll through and get the White House's number?
The White House? Doug TV is down, though, isn't it?
I'll be right back. I got to switch phone cards again.
Cool.
Be right back.
What's that phone number to see if the tones are okay for the coins that he called?
Oh, shit. Yeah, that would be cool. Can you make the sound with your voice?
No.
I bet you could if you tried long enough. We should do that.
Is it a site down, though?
I have no idea.
I want to do a mirror up with this show on it.
Where can we get a number to test the tone?
You did it on that. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, Doug TV's down. Check. I don't have the video anymore.
What?
Saying Doug TV is down. It's like a blank page.
Yeah, but do you know where we can get the episode from?
I'm looking for it right now.
Okay, what the fuck? I'm at 1,581 of 1,600. And
you're going to look through the whole list?
Yeah, because all I'm looking for is Las Vegas, Nevada, and state and city. Yeah, like 1,700. I mean, there's some, like I said, there are some hotels, but...
I found it, I think. Wait.
Not on the whole Yapo list, there's not a number for the Alexis Park. That sucks.
Yeah, I found it. One minute, I gotta find a download link for it. It's, like, not working.
What's the number for this year's DEF CON? Like, what's the, is it DEF CON 1, DEF CON 2, DEF CON 3? Like, what number is it for this year?
No idea.
Raped and exploited people. Let's check this out. Well, I got a picture of a
payphone. Oh, I got that TV.
I got
Here
a
we go.
Payphones, but they're kind of not really close-ups, you know. Here's a close-up. See if we can get it. Nope, no number on it. Someone just stickered the fuck out of it, though. Oh, shit, someone took it off the wall. Yeah, that's great. Fall asleep at con. Okay.
Fascism is fun, too. Hobo convention. There's some pretty funny stuff on here. What?
Looking at some DEFCON sites.
Hey, I got robots here.
This guy was talking about they found a life jacket in an airplane or something in a pool, and the cord top said a jerk to inflate. Jerk to inflate.
Yeah, I get it.
All right.
This is kind of interesting.
Yeah, what else you have to jerk to inflate?
Whoa! Got something good here.
That's kind of painful.
Woo!
Try,
Alright, hold up. I'll post this link as soon as it finishes. I'll help us right now. Check this out. Check out that link in the Freak Factor
okay.
Channel.
I have the phone number for the Alexis Park. You know, if you want to call them, we can see if you can say that we're doing maintenance or something. And then get the numbers off of that. Because other than that, I can't find any numbers. And if we can get the numbers, I'll post them on the app. But, guys, just to let you all know, we have about 20, maybe 15 minutes left. Y'all said
that's
about. Yeah, it's 12:40.
Now, why is this here, though? I have a complete directory listing of this server. Every file on the server, I think.
Someone call the toll-free number for Alexis Park, and we'll just say that we're doing maintenance. It's got to be somewhere they're
doing. Give me the number.
800.
One second, let me get 600 to write this down. Wait, in the pen.
I'll put the chat.
All right. Now, what's the number?
Hang on one second, I'm posting it.
That's just a BS listing.
Okay, guys, there's a number in the room. ATX and Stack Smasher. They said it's something for the Alexis Park, but I'm on the Alexis Park page, and that does not look correct. So, 582-2228. That's the number, the one I posted.
Oh, a minute. All right. What was it?
All right, I'll do it. Hold on.
Oh, boy, that's good. Should I have that? Hey. ATX.
Calling room reservations at the Alexis Resort and Villas. To make changes or cancel a reservation, please press 1. If you are attending a conference or convention, please 2. For all other reservation requests, please press 3.
Hey, ATX, I know you can hear me.
For information about the hotel or direction,
you want to bitch and moan and stuff that we're not calling any numbers? How about you get your ass in here and call something then, okay? We're the one that are calling. If you want to do something and bitch and moan, then you get in here and call someone. God
damn
it.
Thank you for calling the Alexis Resort and Villas. Please hold and your car will be transferred to room reservation.
Crack, you got to do this.
Got to do what?
The voice. So you hear the phone coming. Ask the front desk. Everyone mute with crack. Whoever has that stuff in the background, turn it down.
This is Nikki. How may I assist you?
Yes.
Hi, yes.
I need the front desk, please.
Okay, can you hold, please?
I sure can. Thank you.
I'll do it. I'll do it. Everyone mute.
Front desk.
Yes, I'm with the phone company here in Las Vegas, and we are trying to do some maintenance in the area at the Alexis Park, at the Fairfield, and a couple other hotels. And we are trying to make sure, because the upcoming convention, the DEF CON convention, we know that there's a bunch of haggers and freaks that are going to try to pull some stuff. And we are trying to make sure that they don't do anything illegal. And so we are trying to shut down payphones so no one can call into them. And we need the payphone numbers for one of the payphones.
Do you want me to go get the payphone numbers?
Just one payphone number is what we need
to
make sure it works.
Okay, so can you go over there and give me a payphone number? Because this is what the phone dude. Phone dude. Do you have a pen?
Okay.
I don't feel like walking all the way over there.
That's got to be the first time I've been called that, ma'am, but okay.
What, the phone dude?
Yeah.
Hold on one second.
What I need you to do, though, ma'am,
uh-huh.
is I need the phone number for one side.
I can't barely hear you. Okay,
I
can hear you.
I need
phone
number. I need a phone number for one end, and I need a phone number on the other end of the bank of phones, like the line of phones.
So we got to go all... Where else do we have a phone?
No, just like one set of payphones. I need one and another so we can test out two. Like, how do you have your setup, ma'am? Is it like separate payphones or is it all in one area?
Let me talk to my manager. Hold on a second, okay?
Okay.
Hello, sir? Hold on.
Someone take this. I did bad.
It's pretty good. You want me to do it?
Do it.
What do you want me to get, Slim?
Two payphone numbers. Go.
All right.
Those girls are...
Thank you for holding. This is Ian. How may I help you?
Hi. I'm with the phone company, and we're trying to get the first and last phone number from your bank of phone numbers there. We have some hackers coming in for the DEF CON conference there. We just got to make sure nothing happens here. I'm causing trouble with payphones. We got to turn them off so you can't call into them. So if you could get us the first and the last number of the payphones for the banks there.
Of the payphones? Now, the only way we can do that is
if
the number is actually on the payphone, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, if you have them on there. I mean.
Okay, hold on one second.
Who's buzzing?
I don't know.
Whoever's buzzing, they need to go or something.
It's not me, I don't care.
They fixed it.
Do you need all the payphones on property?
No, we just need you have a bank there, right? Like a couple of payphones in a row, like maybe three or four of them.
Yeah, we have four here in the lobby. We have like a group of four in all of our banquet rooms and our conference centers and stuff. And I don't have anybody who can actually go around and get the numbers off of those.
Well, what we need is we need the first and the last one in that set, like in the row. You have like the first and the last one. We're going to need, we need at least the ones in the lobby, and the other ones would be helpful. I mean, it's just for your convenience, so we don't have people tying up your phones,
yeah,
calling in and out
of
them during the conference.
You don't want people calling out of them during the conference? Well, they're there for
into them.
I wouldn't be able, you know what, I mean, if you're going to need something to turn off these phones or something like that, you're going to need to speak with the management in the morning. I mean, I'm not going to be honest.
Well, I mean, it's not going to be turned off to call out. It's
going
to call in. No, they're going to be on. It's just to call in, like, into them. So someone can't call from outside of your hotel into them because we don't want them being tied up during this.
Okay, well, then, I don't have anybody to go around to the ones in the banquet rooms and the convention center and stuff to do that. The best time to do that would be during the daytime when they have a full staff here at this hotel where they can have someone go around to each one of those payphones to take care of that.
Could you give us at least the lobby one just so we can get a head start on this? We just kind of got to get some of it out of the way at least.
Hold on.
See how much you could save on your car insurance.
Connect with manager. Say you're going to connect with manager. And he'll tell you what to do. I'm the manager. Supervisor.
Hello?
Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
105.7 The Oasis and Fitzgerald's Hotel Casino.
You want to send them to you?
Say you're going to three-way with your manager, your supervisor.
This Wednesday, all right.
From 6 to 8 p.m. upstairs in the fifth second floor showroom.
I'll help you out.
Yeah, say that you're like a phone and you're just doing this for them. Because they connect to the manager.
First 105 people and receive an additional entry for the cruise or sign up for Fitzgerald Players card and receive an additional entry. Come on and cruise downtown with 105.7 The Oasis to Fitzgerald Hotel, 301 Greenland Street on 3rd and Carson. It's going to be some great after-work fun and entertainment. There's plenty of free parking with easy access to the second floor show.
Join your tour captain, Chat Lee, this Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. as he welcomes David Van Patch.
Sutherland Furniture Row to Era and Rainbow World Class Furniture has opened a 30,000 square foot showroom annex to its main store inside the shopping emporium. Major brands like Stanley, Hooker, Polanski, Ico, Shinodic, and more. From bedroom to living room, sophisticated bamboo furnishings and outstanding contemporary collections like DIA and Wyman. Deals like never before. 72-inch round Tuscany dining with Lazy Susan and 8 stunning chairs.
You know, it's really weird. We only have one phone number on one of those phones. It doesn't have all the phone numbers on there. I don't know if someone went through and took them off.
Yeah, we only need one of them. They usually all are in the same general area, and we can reverse look up them from here and see what the other ones there are.
Okay. The number is 947-808.
One minute. 9 what?
947-8086.
Thank you very much. We'll get back to you tomorrow. And can I have a manager's name or someone I can talk to tomorrow about dealing with this?
Yeah, tomorrow morning will be Richard Day, D-E-Y.
I'm going to call tomorrow. What time does he get in at?
He'll be here from 7 a.m. until about 3 p.m.
Okay, thank you very much.
No problem, sir.
We're free.
Yes.
You have been boned.
What's the area
they
code?
Just one of you guys should call back saying you talked to Richard Day like the other day and he wanted to do all the shit for him.
No, dude. Think about it, okay? It's a phone number. All we need to do is go digits off.
What's the area code?
If it's in a bank, I believe it's 702. I could be wrong.
702.
What's the phone number again? I'll do a prefix search.
947.
947. 8086.
Control M. Verse.
Yeah, I need the guy's name. It's so much better.